You know, our place is probably the best kept secret that's out there, really, that people don't really know much about, because they see the word military attached to our name, and then they be like, oh, nah. You know, they get intimidated by it.
Yeah.
And but, you know, my recruiting pitch to, like, the parents and all the players that we go after is like, hey, man, this is probably the best kept secret that's out there, because if you give it a chance, and it'll probably be the best decision you'll make in your life.
Back on the grind, we have Kurt Taufa-Asau. Am I pronounce it correctly?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know. I'm Polynesian, but half of me is from Idaho, so the other half is Tongan, but I still got to work on my pronunciation from time to time. But no, coach, I mean, I got to be honest with you. This is the first time we've had a head coach, active head coach at a program. So I truly appreciate you taking the time to hop on the recruit grind and talk recruiting a little bit, truly.
No, not a problem, man. Thank you for, you know, reaching out and asking me to be on here, man. You know, I've seen a lot of your content on social media, man. And then, you know, like I said in my message, man, the stuff you're putting out, you know, from all the coaches you've interviewed and did podcasts for, with, I mean, that's great stuff that I think that's going to help coaches and parents and student athletes that are looking to get recruited, you know, at the next level. So I appreciate you for having me on tonight. So,
hey, the pleasure is all mine, man, truly. And I appreciate the kind words. It's unique because I was doing some research on you before we got started, and I was bouncing a couple things off you. But you got a pretty cool track there at New Mexico Military Institute is where you're at. I think it's more commonly termed as NIMI, as people call it. So if you hear us say NIMI as we get going, then that's for all of you listeners. You know what we're referring to. But in the research side of it is when I really realized that you played there to start. And then you ended up, obviously you're back there as a coach now. But what makes NIMI so special for you? Just curiosity.
Man, it's where it all started for me. To be honest, you know, I'm from American Samoa. Don't know anything about New Mexico Military or NIMI when coming out of high school. It's actually my mom that, you know, sent my stuff here to, my head coach, Jeff Lynn. He's currently coaching in local high school in Roswell High School. So she did all the, you know, the paperwork, sending on my film back then when we used to just, you know, make a copy of your film and put it in the mail and send it off, you know. My mom did all that work back then. I had no clue that was going on because after high school, you know, I was focused on trying to get in the, you know, join the military because my dad was, you know, an active member in the military. So he was deployed at the time. You know, I was like, man, you know, kind of want to follow his footsteps. But my mom knew better. She knew best, you know, what's best for me. So she told me, no, you're going to school. Didn't agree with it, but man, looking back right now is, you know, where I'm at right now, you know, I owe everything to my mom and, you know, and super grateful for what, you know, she did. And, cause again, I didn't want to listen. So to you, all you kids out there, if mom is telling you to do this, you know, I highly recommend to listen because, you know, mom and dad knows best.
Mom knows best. Amen to that.
Yeah. So, you know, got a scholarship to come to New Mexico Military. You know, my mom came out here with the help of, you know, the family members. Got us here. She dropped me off August 4th. I remember the date. And, you know, the rest was history, you know, from there on.
Man, so you're telling me you went straight from, so in Polynesian culture, especially for American Samoa, it's often, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but often referred to as the rock. You come straight off the rock, right? So that's a big deal, man. I mean, that's a huge change going from straight off the rock to Roswell, New Mexico, man. What was that?
Yeah,
like?
No, man, it was a culture shock, to be honest. You know, I went from staying at home, you know, relying on mom and, you know, my siblings to now I'm out here by myself, you know, in the middle of the nowhere when I, you know, was calling it back then, because you want to know where Roswell is at, man. It's 3 hours away from everything, really.
Everything.
You know, it's a population of, you know, 40,000 people back then. You know, we don't have a big airport in Roswell. It's just a small airport that can, you know, has two flights a day in and out of Roswell. So if you want to, you know, go to a bigger, you know, go shopping or do something fun for the kids. You know, you got to drive 3 hours north, south, east, west. So it was a culture shock when I got out of here because, you know, back home, you know, we were driving 35 miles an hour with a 2-lane road. And you come out here, it's, you know, you got to drive 3 hours. And I was like, dang, that's a long time.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, it was a culture shock, but, man, it helped me. I grew a lot, really. When my mom dropped me off and kind of learned stuff on my own as I, you know, continue to grow, it taught me a lot. So just super grateful for her and believing in me, and, you know, because without her, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. So
yeah, it's so true, man. I love you say that. And again, you can never shout out mom enough on this podcast. I was the same way. I wouldn't have made it without her too. So, I'm curious too, because I know we kind of talked about going straight there from the Rock, but just through that recruiting process, was there anything else that came up? Like, were there any other opportunities that you had or any other JCs? Or
be honest with you, I wasn't even trying to go to other schools. I just wanted to join the military. But
really?
I had teammates that were, you know, graduate a year earlier than me that played on, you know, at my high school that came here, that the dad is friends with my mom at work. So that kind of had the connection. And he was like, hey, where's your son at? Oh, he's at New Mexico military. Oh, can I get the coach's number? Got the email. My mom was blowing up. I feel bad because my mom was blowing up the coach's, you know, email inbox and, you know, blowing up his phone trying to get a scholarship for me. So I told my mom it wasn't worth it. You know, it's okay. I'm made up my mind trying to go, you know, join the military and, you know, give my life to, you know, to Uncle Sam and stuff. So, but, you know, she didn't stop and finally got Coach Jeff Lynn to come down to American Samoa because June Jones at the time, you know, he was at SMU. He had a summer camp that year, 2008. So he brought some coaches down there, and New Mexico military's head coach was able to get on with June Jones, and he flew down there, did the camp, met the coach, told me I had a scholarship and can't wait to have me here. And I was like, yeah, okay, I don't know if I'm coming, but okay. And, you know, my mom took him out to eat dinner and kind of, you know, reassure that, you know, I had a scholarship. And then my mom came home and said, get ready, I'm taking you to Mexico in like 2 weeks. I was like, no, I'm not going. But she's like, no, you're going. So, you know, so yeah. And like I said, and the rest was history, man. So
yeah, that's just history. That's amazing. Well, I mean, it had to have gone well because I want to say it was two seasons later, you end up getting to a D1 program, right? End up at University of Wyoming, which if Roswell's in the middle of nowhere, Laramie, Wyoming is most definitely in the middle of nowhere.
And that's the crazy thing. I thought Roswell was like the smallest town I'm ever going to be. But then, you know, when I went to Laramie for a visit, I was like, dang, this place is smaller than Roswell. So, so it's not that bad. So, you know, I kind of got used to it from Roswell. You know, had a great, you know, two season here at, you know, New Mexico military, helped them get back to a bowl game my sophomore year. You know, with help of my teammates, because me and my teammate got recruited from Wyoming or from NIMI to University of Wyoming. So they signed both D tackles from It was me and my roommate, Bernard Sumter. So we both went to Wyoming after NIMI. So, and we had a lot of other teammates too that was able to sign Division I schools and, you know, other Division II schools at the time. So
that's way cool. I mean, that's just, I'm glad you mentioned that actually, because that's, I mean, that's a testament to opportunities coming out of going the JC route, man. Like,
yep.
It almost seems inevitable at this point, as long as you're willing to put the work in. And what's unique is that at first you weren't, but I'm assuming, I guess, when was that spark during those 2 years where you're like, all right, man, mom made the right choice. I'm in this. I'm doing it.
Man, it was really after my freshman year. My freshman year, we didn't do too good. I think we went 3-8, 3-7. Oof. Got our butts kicked that year. Went into that off season with a different mindset. You know, I was like, dang, I'm not used to, you know, winning three games. So, I mean, and credit goes to my teammate and coaches, you know, that kind of instilled that during the off season. And from there on out, you know, we came back with the mindset of trying to win our conference, which was a WSFL that year, because we had Arizona Western, Snow College, Eastern Arizona, Glendale.
Those are all powerhouse freaking JCs. Yep. Man. Those are great
programs. And, you know, 2007, I think Glendale Community College won the NJCAA championship, you know, 2 years prior or a year before I got there. So, and Arizona Western was in the top five, you know, every year in the rankings. Snow College was top five in the rankings. So
every time.
So there was like at least the top half of that conference where, you know, it was stacked, you know, and here NIMI comes, you know, we're just trying to put ourselves on the map and try to, get a taste of what was going on. And I think we finished third or fourth in the conference that year. Best finish, you know, so, by NIMI, I mean, in that conference.
Going three wins to finishing that high, that's incredible. What was kind of the...
I think we won 7-4 or 8-4 that year.
That's incredible. What would you say was kind of like the mantra, or what happened in regards to, it was just the mentality changed and just nobody wanted to lose? That's what it was?
It was really the mentality change, really. You know, we went from, you know, just guys using the losing to now, you know, consider ourselves overlooked and be like, hey, man, we're competing against these other guys to try to get to a Division I school. So either you go out there and beat them and put yourself on the map and be noticeable by other coaches that comes and watches their games, not us, or show up and get your butt kicked and get sent on the bus and go back home and, you know, like nothing happened. So,
yeah, I'm with you. Well, you get your shot at Wyoming, and I mean, you do a heck of a job. I mean, it was unique when we started talking about it before. I do remember game, like, I was a Utah State guy at Wyoming, so we played each other at one point. I had no idea until we kind of scheduled this. I started doing some research, and then it all came back to me. I was very serious about that game planning because, yeah, you had two inside guys, you one of them that we had to be very cautious about as an offensive line. So I do remember very much so. And you guys had a pretty unique defense at that time too, where that defensive front where you kind of tilt that nose. I remember it all pretty well. So I will say it was unique, just kind of going about that. What was a highlight for you kind of going through that? I know Laramie was a bit of a small town. We joke around a little bit, but what was a highlight of just your opportunity there at University of Wyoming?
Man, just the friendships again and the relationships that I was able to, you know, build there at that place. You know, because those are some of the people I still talk to right now is those guys that I went to NIMI with, and also, you know, those guys I went to, you know, Wyoming with. And some of my teammates, you know, even probably yours too, are still playing in the league right now. You know, just Super Bowl, you know, one of my teammates, Deshaun Gibson, playing for the 49ers. Oh, wow.
You know,
he was playing, which is crazy to see, you know, because I was telling my kids, yeah, that's my teammate, you know. And, you know, seeing other guys too, and Mike Purcell, he's with the Broncos. So those are the type of guys that, you know, that I met there, had a relationship, built a relationship with, still exchange messages, you know, here and there, you know, just checking in on them, making sure that, you know, all is well. But yeah, overall, the people that I met there, the experience too as well. Never been to fly fishing, you know. Went to one summer, went fly fishing, you know, with, you know, my teammates, you know, one summer when we were just, you know, doing summer workouts and stuff. So, but it was fun, really, just being out there. You know, it was cold. You know, kid coming from the Rock, you know, we don't have snow, so. And the wind chill up there too, you don't mess around with that. You know, never been to a place where they closed down the highway because of, you know, black ice and how, you know, windy it was, and, you know, it wasn't safe. So, you know, got stuck in, you know, Fort Collins at one point because of, you know, the winter storm. You know, I always tell my coworkers at times, you know, hey, like Wyoming has an eight month winter. You know, there's snow up there like
so cold.
8 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and also the coaches that, you know, get to meet there too. Some of them are still coaching right now too. And which kind of helped me in my, you know, to my coaching journey, really. Contacted him for advice and, you know, kind of told me that, hey, man, like if you need anything, feel free to reach out. Don't hesitate. You know, whatever we could do to help you with, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. So, but, you know, Wyoming is still a, you know, a place I hold dear to my heart because, you know, it helped me grow up as a man too. So. Yeah.
Unique experience. I have a question about Wyoming. So they, and I'm curious to know your thoughts on this one, but I always felt like going into that stadium, whether it was playing or, just on the coaching side too, because again, I was GA for it, and we went there 1 year when I was GA. But I always feel like they try to mess with your head a little bit with the elevation stuff.
I mean, I think it's something that they pride themselves on. You know, like when I went to even my recruiting visit, you know, I was walking up the stairs and one of the, you know, the DFOs or the guys that was, you know, helping us walking through, he was like, how's your oxygen? I was like, what? How are you breathing? Are you breathing hard? I was like, I mean, kind of. I'm a big guy walking up the stairs, you know. And then they were like, you know, they start telling us, Laramie, you know, colleges, you know, we have the highest elevation around, you know, across FBS.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. And, you know, they have it on the stadium. It says, welcome to 72-something feet. Yeah. And, you know, in that dome, the basketball dome, the triple-A dome, they say, how's your oxygen? You know, things like that. Yeah. And so, in that year, we ran, like, the no-huddle spread offense. So, you know, that we try to use that to our advantage. And I remember my first summer there, man, I wanted to, you know, go on because, man, it was like all we did was run.
Non-stop.
Workouts, run during the summer. And I was like, dang, we're running like 16, 18, 110s. I'm like, dang, I'm a big guy. I mean, I'm going to lose all this weight. I can't.
Can't do that, you know, much running.
But I understood why. It's because, you know, we were trying to be the – when everybody comes up to Laramie, you know, we were trying to, you know, use the altitude as a – as an advantage, you know, but yeah,
for sure
it did help, but majority of the time it didn't. So
more of a mental thing.
Yep.
Which it did. I'll be honest with you. When you're on the other sideline and you read it, I think it says something like that. It says, welcome to 7,200 something feet.
Yep.
And, you start thinking about it. I think mentally I'd be like, I guess it is a little bit thinner, right?
So yeah, it messes with you for sure. So. Well, I know when Texas came up there, when they played us, when Texas came up there, man, they brought their own oxygen tanks and everything, so they were prepared.
Really? Huh.
So
I've never seen that. I don't think I've ever seen that at the college level, so that's unique. That's really unique. They were more than prepared. You know what I also remember? And this is silly to say, but it was freezing cold. And this is the only program, that we were the visiting team. And I think you guys gave us, you obviously were playing, so it was a little bit different, but the operational staff, whoever set it up, gave us a whole thing full of beef broth. That was like a thing on the sideline up there, beef broth. I don't know. And it was delicious. I was like, screw Gatorade. I want some beef broth, man. This stuff is
great. It helped you. Because, you know, it gets cold up there, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't want to, you know, when it comes around, is I don't want to be up in Laramie around, you know, wintertime.
Wintertime.
Yeah, because it gets cold. I don't mind Utah. Cold. I don't mind Utah, but Laramie, where the wind is blowing and, you know, it snows 24/7. So, yeah, I don't.
Snow and wind. That's all I remember is being freezing cold.
But no, do you guys remember? I don't know if you guys saw. There was a dude out there with the no shirt in the barrel.
I do remember him
The beer.
I do.
We have a beer song that they sing, like the crowd sings and try to ask for more beer in the stands, which is. I always wanted to see how, you know, what experience that, but, you know, didn't get to, so.
Next time, you got to go pay a visit back there, man.
Probably, when I have some time in the fall, yeah.
Which we know it's hard to find time in the fall on your role, so.
Yeah.
I get it. That's hilarious. Now, you did, it's funny, too, you mentioned, well, it's unique, because you mentioned a couple guys that play in the league, and I've experienced that, too. Some guys that keep going on, guys that were my teammates, and they're in there now. The big difference, though, is you had a shot yourself as well, which is extremely hard to come by. That's definitely something that was earned, is to actually have an opportunity to even be close to getting on. And people don't realize how difficult that actually is. So you had a shot, and you had mentioned it before we got started. I believe it was the Raiders first.
Yes, sir. To get on there. I got, fortunate enough to get a shot to, experience, at the NFL level, the highest level of football, can sign as an undrafted free agent coming out of Wyoming to the Oakland Raiders at the time in 2013. I was with them all off season up until, week one, week two of that season got cut, and, I was on mainly practice squads and then got picked up later on in that year with the Tennessee Titans. And then 2014, I was with, the Indianapolis Colts. My time in the NFL, it was short and quick, but, man, I've learned a lot,
Yeah.
At that level, it's all about business, man. It's about who you know, too, building relationship as well. Because I've always heard it, like, hey, man, go network, get to know them, go ask the, talk to, not only just your position coach, but, other coaches, because you never know, But now, getting in the coaching world, I understood exactly what that means now. So I wish I'd done a better job of, getting to know people more back then, because, in the league, it's a cutthroat business. So, people got to feed their family and everybody's competing, for spots, for roster spots. So at the end of the day, really it's, every man for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And you better hope you have a number one agent that's going to represent, the heck out of you, at that level. Cause like I said, it's, I've seen people got cut that are better than people that, they kept on their rosters just because of, the relationships those people had with, that us players don't really know about, that goes behind the scenes. So that's something that I've learned and kind of like, mentioned it to my players and guys that have dreams and aspirations of making it to the league. So hopefully it'll help them and keep them, you know, alert of, you know, what's going on around them, but not just, you know, with them. So
yeah, I'm curious. I agree with you 100%. And I'm gonna back up a little bit on you too, because you were kind of referencing your opportunity to kind of get here and there, and at one point you had mentioned to me that you kind of hit this realization point where you were like, hey, I'm hang it up and get into the coaching world. Yep. What was it that led to that decision? I don't imagine that was a super easy decision, but I'm curious about. I think a lot of guys have difficulties with like that realization, like, hey, I'm hang it up, but like, was it difficult? And if it was, like, kind of what was that process like?
Yeah, it was, man. Like, this, I still remember it was the summer of 2014. You know, I was, you know, I followed the NFL. I was trying to, you know, I was bugging my agent. Probably visited her every other day to try to see what's the update. You know, me and her sat down talking. She was saying, yeah, just – I'm pushing your name out. Nothing has, no one, you know, we haven't gotten someone to bite on, you know, giving you a shot or a can't shot or anything like that. So, you know, at one point I was just sitting at home. I was like, dang, like, what's next? You know, what happens if football is done? You know, find a 9-to-5 or, you know, do something that I don't really like or try to stay around the game. And, you know, luckily I kind of, you know, figured it out early that summer, you know, just because, you know, my brother-in-laws at the time, you know, they were, what you call my brother-in-law, Dominique Moy, you know, he was coaching. He was trying to get high school coaching in Utah. So he was coaching at, you know, Mountain View High School and Timpview High School.
So I that do kinda, remember that. Okay.
You know, that kind of, you know, gave me an idea. I was like, oh, because that year I watched my wife's youngest brother, you know, played in the state championship game at, you know, Rice Eccles Stadium.
Yeah.
Timpview.
Yeah.
I think it was Timpview versus East, I believe. And they won, and I was like, dang, you know, high school football. You know, I sat there, I was like, oh, you know, why don't I just go talk to high school coaches around, you know, the valley and kind of see you
stay involved. Yeah.
Yeah, stay involved. You know, I'm not asking for money. I just want to volunteer and kind of be involved with the game. So got on my computer, sent some emails out to schools because, you know, my wife is from Orem. So I kind of sent my emails out to Provo High School, what you call, you know, Pleasant Grove, American Fork, Westlake. Westlake High School, keep in mind, you know, they're kind of brand new at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have an history then, you know, so send it to them, and only two schools replied back, and that was Pleasant Grove and you know, Westlake, and they kind of told me, hey, do you want to come by school next week? We'll meet and we'll talk about it. We're actually looking for a defensive line guy, you know, and went and met with Coach Les Hamilton at Pleasant Grove, really liked it, and then almost, you know, committed to them to be, hey, I'll come help out. But, you know, I forgot that I replied back to Coach Steve Clements that, hey, I'm going to come meet you, you know, tomorrow or something like that. And he was like, so I kind of honored that and went to them and, you know, talked it out and had a good conversation too. So I was kind of in the middle. And ultimately I chose to, you know, go volunteer and help out at Westlake High School, you know. I was there the 2015 season. I think we finished 5-5 that year. I think we still have the best record that year at Westlake. You know, it's 500, you know, because I know I've just been following them too, trying to recruit guys out of there. And, you know, they're not doing so good. They're just trying to build the culture and the program there. So, but yeah, after a year there in 2015, it's crazy how I got into college coaching or where I'm at right now, because my cousin at the time, he was playing here at NIMI. They were coming up to play Snow College in Ephraim. So So they came up there twice. They came up there regular season. It was a good game. Nimmy lost. That's when Garrett Bowles was playing left tackle for the Badgers. Pretty athletic, you know, watching him there. And then they came, Nimmy went back up there for playoffs, for the first round of playoffs, and played Snow. Close game, you know, lost it at the end. So, but, you know, I had a cousin that, you know, played on Nimmy, and then I had to, you know, wanted to go watch him. And I also had a cousin that played on Snow College, which was, you know, Handsome Tunyelu. So, you know, watched them both. And then the head coach at the time for Nimmy is my old boss, Joe Fortuner. You know, me and him saw each other and we're like, hey, how's it going? How's everything? Blah, blah. And then he was like, hey, man, what are you doing now? I was like, nothing really. I'm just helping out, at, you know, high school here in Utah. And he was like, oh, you want to coach or do you want to come down and help me, you know, help out at, you know, in Roswell? I was like, ooh, I don't know. I got to talk to the wife. I'll let you know, but maybe we could talk, you know, when you guys are done with the season. So yeah, and then they lost to Snow, went back, drove back to Roswell, and then he called me January of 2016 and kind of told me, hey, I want to offer you our D-line job and talk it over with your wife and see if something you want to do and let me know. It took a week to pray about it, ponder about it, talk with the wife, and we came to the conclusion, you know, yeah, we're going to take a chance and, you know, and move to Roswell and start this coaching deal.
I find it unique that you had that opportunity to kind of step in, like, without truly going through any type of, like, you know, graduate assistantship or anything of that matter. It's slightly, I think, unorthodox, probably some coaches would say, but I think it's a testament to your hard work, man, because that's awesome. I mean, it's super awesome that you get an opportunity to just kind of step right into it and get going. So kudos to you on that one. Stepping into it, did you feel like, because I think there's some obvious differences that you'd probably say between the high school level and the college level. Would you agree? Like going into the JC side of it, what was that transition like? Just all together,
man. It was just, to be honest, you know, it was kind of like that gray area where like I didn't know what to expect. I think I do know, but then I don't know, because you know you're talking about college players. You know, you went from coaching high school players that are, you know, you probably get one or two best guys, you know, on the team to play D-line. I mean, they play both sides, O-line and D-line, but now you're going to get guys, you know, at the college level where, you know, coaches spent time to recruit and kind of do, you know, their research on these guys and finding out, you know, deeper into their backgrounds, you know, the kind of families they're from and, you know, backgrounds they're from. So that kind of, you know, helped me understand, like, you know, quicker than, you know, being at the high school level that, hey, like, you're going to be working with different guys. You know, you're going to be working with guys that that come here with either because JUCO is their only was their only option out of high school, or sometimes it might be guys that kind of drop down from, you know, it's called bounce back, you know, from four-year schools that are trying to get back to, you know, that four-year level. So, you know, it was different, but, you know, credit goes to my players, you know, at the time, you know, it kind of made it easy for me to kind of transition in. And also being, you know, again, a former college athlete, you know, and also being through being through New Mexico military, you know, kind of helped me out a lot too, because, you know, I know what to expect.
Experienced it.
I know what to expect, and kind of like mentor these guys on, hey, this is what you do and what you don't do here at this place. And this place, you know, is different from everyone else. As far as like junior college, it's a different beast because you're not only focusing on school and ball, but you're going to be, you know, focusing on the core side, which is the military part of the school. So, it kind of helped me make my transition from Westlake to NIMI good. And I think I came in the right time around spring ball, you know, in the off season where we work out, you know, kind of had spring ball and kind of, you know, get to know my players and know the coaches and all the, you know, the team. So that kind of helped me out too. So I wasn't like getting thrown in there in the heat of the moment in fall camp. We're trying to be ready to play our first game in the next, 3 to 4 weeks, you know? So kind of had time to kind of had time to kind of digest stuff and ask questions of stuff that I didn't know about coaching and kind of learn the schematic things. But yeah, it kept coming to NIMI kind of, you know, helped out a lot, especially with, you know, my experience of being a student, you know, at New Mexico military prior. So,
yeah. So curiosity there a little bit, cause it's unique to be able to both play for, and now, you know, head coach at a program in which you have, you know, you have some history in, right? It's pretty cool. What would you say is, I guess what it's like being on the other end of it? Like, what is that? What's kind of the recruiting pitch? And I say that with a little bit of hesitation, cause not in a negative way, but every program, right? You kind of have to talk about your program and why you want to be in that particular program. So would you mind talking a little bit about, you know, NIMI and what those recruiting conversations are like a little bit?
Yeah. Shoot, man. I mean, I usually start off with, you know, our place is probably the best kept secret that's out there, really, that people don't really know much about because they see the word military attached to our name and then they be like, oh, nah. You know, they get intimidated by it.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, my recruiting pitch to, like, the parents and all the players that we go after is like, hey, man, this is probably the best kept secret that's out there because if you give it a chance, and it'll probably be the best decision you'll make in your life, really. And so, that's not because.
Yeah, I was just going to say for the record to back you up there, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but 2021 NJCAA National Championship, right?
Yes, sir.
And then just after that, we're Wool Bowl champs. So, like, just when you say, I can see what you mean, long story short, it's kind of a diamond out there. People don't realize it. So,
apologize. No, you're good. You're good. No, let's get to, you know, bring it up, you know, because again, like, we're like, people see the word military attached to our name and then they automatically think that, oh, I'm going to go join the military. That's not the case. We're not like the academies, you know. We're not like the Air Force academies, the West Points, the Naval Academy. Like, those guys, you know, when they sign or they commit to those guys, they put pen to paper, you know, they have a commitment to fulfill at the end of their time there. You know, they got to go serve. Yeah. You know, their time in the military, whether that be Air Force, Army, Naval. But for us, you know, we're operating in a form of a military or structured environment to, you know, kind of help student athletes that are coming out of college or coming out of high school that are trying to figure out what they want to do in life as far as, like, you know, what they want to major in and what direction in life are they trying to go to with an option of joining the military, you know? So, like, for us, we recruit, you know, student athletes, you know, that's our, you know, our side as far as, like, the football side. We recruit, go out there and recruit guys that fit what we're trying to do here and what our culture is all about, and what we're trying to do here at the Institute. You know, obviously you gotta meet the academic requirements, the athletic requirements, you know, and all that stuff. You know, we want to recruit the best players, just like everyone else. But that's kind of like what the obstacles we run into is guys and parents are hesitating to send their kids to our place because they think, you know, they're going to go join the military after, which is not the case. You know, we offer 85 scholarships, international, domestic, and we have dorms that guys live on campus. Like, everything that our guys need to be successful here at our place is provided by our school. We provide, like, that scholarship. You know, if you're a scholarship player or even a walk-on too, you know, we offer you a what you call a laptop to help with academics. We feed you guys 4 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and fourth meal is what we call it, which I usually tell the parents and the kids that it's snack time before bedtime. You live on campus. You don't need a car to drive from one place to the other. Our campus is very unique in its own way because it's gated, and we have a campus police that, you know, makes sure every gate and everybody is doing what they're supposed to do, really keeping our kids safe at night. And, you know, our kids live on campus where pretty much, you know, they do everything with each other, you know, and that's kind of like the positive we have with our guys, because that relationship or that bond that they're building, that us, myself and my staff are not seeing behind closed doors, like, you know, it's getting built, you know, where they live, they go to eat together, they study together, they go marching, do the military corps stuff together. You know, so that kind of relationship that those guys are building there, it kind of carries over to when we get together as a team. Oh, like, Joe knows, you know, this dude would be like, hey, I know what he likes or what he, how he operates. And it kind of like helps our team camaraderie, you know, when we start getting into workouts and how we want to operate things during fall camp, off season, during the season. It kind of makes some stuff go smooth, you know, and also it helps us see, oh, who's the leaders on this team?
Yeah,
it's good. Know, because, you know, as a staff, you know, that's kind of like what I want to see and my staff want to see is who are the guys that are going to step up and hold people accountable. And these guys are kind of forced into those situations in the military side of the things where, you know, some guys, you know, a lot of the guys are shy. You know, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to, hey, you can't be doing this. You know, you're wearing the wrong stuff. That's not team color, blah, blah, blah. You know, but the military side, it allows some of those guys that are shy to be in leadership positions to where they kind of come out of their shell. And it helps us find, you know, the guys that can lead our team. And it also helps us find guys that can't lead our team that we don't need to be putting up the front to talk to the guys. So it has its pros and cons, you know, but overall, I mean, our program, like I said, it's hard for me to explain because I think for you to understand what I'm talking to, you got to go through it.
You got to live it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can sit here and talk about it all day and, you know, you can nod and say yes, but like it's just different if you experience it, you know, because now if I talk to someone, hey, that been through it, me and him are gonna be like, exactly, we it's like me, I look at him and he knows exactly what I'm, you know, what I'm talking about. It's because the, you know, the experience you get from going through New Mexico military, it's very unique and different compared to other junior college. And like I say, like, it's hard for me to explain it to someone that hasn't been through it. It's because it's just a unique and a different experience compared to everyone else.
You gotta live it. I was gonna mention that I had a nephew that was getting recruited, and I thought deeply about what you were saying when in regards to the overall commitment. And it was a question that I had leading into this because my nephew was getting recruited by Air Force, and I mean, when it was all said and done, right? Like, we're talking about, normally speaking, it's a, you know, get into a college program, it's a 4-year or 5-year commitment max, right? Air Force, it ended up being like, I think it was like 12 or 14 years, where it was like, hey, this is the actual commitment. Like, because again, you have to be part of, and there's a commitment to the military. And there is something to be said about that. That is honorable for sure. But when you're looking, when you're a college coaching staff and you're looking a kid in the face who's just barely finishing high school, it could be really scary. It could be like, man, that's more than I, you know, was intending to bite off at this moment in time. So that's a lot. But the way you talk about it is, I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know what the commitment level was like at NIMI. And that is, I think, can be very refreshing in a sense to go in and get that military type, because let's be honest, it's not super easy to go through that military type mentality. But if you want to grow and develop, like, what better way to do it than go through that type of structured mentality and structured schedule? 'Cause that's phenomenal. I mean, I, for that reason alone, I think probably, I'm going to say this, and I'll probably get whipped for it later, but there's probably a lot of kids that could use that a little bit more these days.
Hey, I welcome all those. I mean, I welcome all those kids, man. Like,
yeah,
I'm just, you know, even parents too, that, you know, that's looking for a place that, you know, would like to, you know, send their kid to a place that, you know, it's like Coach Prime said, man, like, you send me a boy, I'll send you a man.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, like, that's how I think, you know, if, like, at our place, like, if you send us, you know, a teenage boy fresh out of high school that's trying to figure out where to go, what to do in life, you know, we're going to send you back, you know, a more mature adult that's kind of have some sense of what, you know, I want to do, you know. But also keep in mind, like, we're still a junior college.
Yeah.
You know, if we were a 4-year school, then, you know, it'd be a different story. Like, we'd be probably getting more than, you know, what we begin as a 2-year school, which is fine, you know. But as far as, like, you know, our place, man, like, you know, since I took over as a head coach, you know, I instilled to my guys, my staff and my team, like, hey, like, this, obviously I'm Polynesian, right? You know, we're all about family, and that's what I want to build my program on, is family and trust and love. You know, if I don't usually say the love word to anyone. I only say it to my wife, you know, my kids and my family. So if I'm, you know, saying that to, you know, a guy that I recruited from Florida, you know, I mean it. You know, I don't just throw that word around and hope that it'll catch and stay on someone, you know. But you know, I usually tell my guys, even my staff too, like, I'm all about family, because I want you guys to understand, like, at the end of the day, man, when things get hard, you know, family, you know, leans on each other. And and our place ain't an easy place. You know, you mentioned it early. It ain't easy. It's hard. It's hard for you know, a 17-year-old or 18-year-old on its own, you know, out here trying to figure out the world. You know, but that's why, myself, my staff, and the faculty on campus, you know, we can help you out with that. You know, because we have the resources that I don't think any other schools or, you know, junior colleges can provide too, as well. Like, and if people want to know more about it, you know, feel free to reach out, because we can, you know, help guide, you know, and direct you to where, you know, if you're looking for answers. But like I said, man, our school is probably the best kept secret that's out there, It's just that people don't are not willing to hear us out, or even take a chance, because, like I said, the experience and the relationship and the bond you're gonna build here, it's just different and unique and compared to any other schools you'll be a part of.
Well, it's cool. I think I don't know. I think for me, I love it a lot because, like, all this experience is coming from someone that has lived it, both as the player there and also as a coach now.
Yes, sir. You know,
top of the chain, so to speak. So it's hands down. I appreciate you sharing that perspective. It is extremely unique. I learned a little bit here because the commitment side of it, I believe, to be huge to be able to step into that type of structure. And I love that you brought that into it. We talk about Coach Deion Sanders and his mentality of like, hey, you're going to come back. You know, you're going to get your boy back a man. Like that's huge, like massive. And you mentioned, hey, reach out anytime. Like we can talk recruiting in New Mexico Military Institute. What would you say be the best way to get on your radar, on your staff's radar for recruiting?
Man, you know, we're all on you know, all the social media platforms. You know, on Facebook, you can type in New Mexico Military Junior College Football. We're on there. Even on Instagram too, NIMI Bronco Football. You know, hit us up on there. Even on Twitter, same name, you know, NIMI Bronco Football. We try to be as active as we can be on, you know, those platforms, because I know how important social media is nowadays. Or even you can reach out to, you know, go on our school website, nmmi.edu, go to athletics. You'll see all our coaching staff information on there, what you call a office phone, email address. You know, reach out to us, send an email or give us a call. If we don't answer, you know, leave us a voice message and we'll try our best to get back to you. Hopefully, you know, it's not full by the time you give, you know, try to leave us one. But, you know, we do our best to try to get back to you because, again, we're busy. We're not, and that's another thing too, is people got to understand, we're not fully function, you know, staff like, you know, these four-year schools, you know. Like for me, I have a staff of six coaches, five full-time and a stipend coach, you know, that's trying to manage, you know, 130 guys on the football team, you know, like, and it's the same thing across junior college football.
Yeah.
You know, some coaching staff is probably 10 or 8 coaches, you know, on a JC staff, you know, not compared to, you know, those big time schools, you know, 4-year schools that can, you know, have GAs, recruiting guys, you know, we do everything. We're the ones that, you know, run spring ball recruiting. And I love it, man. And that makes me a better coach. You know, we do all the recruiting for our guys, the selling of our guys and the recruiting of incoming players too. And I don't mind it, man. That's why. So our slogan here at our place is called the Grindhouse, you know, cause, our guys grind through whatever that is, you know, that's school, football, military stuff, and, you know, everything else that falls, you know, that comes, you know, comes our way. Cause it ain't easy. You know, our guys go through probably a difficult schedule compared to, you know, a regular junior college guy, you know, that just goes to classes and workouts and football. You know, our guys' days are planned out. You know, all our guys have to do is be present, be on time, and, you know, do it all over again, you know, for this, you know, for the whole semester. So reach out, man. If you want to know more about our school, reach out. My email address is taufasau, taufasau at nmmi.edu. You know, we'll exchange messages and, you know, we'll probably get on the phone if we need to. So.
That's awesome. Dude, you, coach, man, I think it hit me a little bit different when you said there's like five full-time guys and then a sixth, which is a stipend coach. That's I think people really have to come to realize, like when you talked about the difference between like a 4-year staff versus your staff there, that's the difference between like an additional on top of that, like 15 to 20 extra people that can answer calls and move emails around and all that stuff. So kudos to you, man, for getting balling out there. And then the success that you guys have been able to maintain is awesome. I look forward to it. Before we hop off, is there any particular advice that you give to recruits just in general, having gone through a lot of things yourself, from coaching at multiple different levels, playing at all levels that you could dream of? Like, what advice would you give just in general for some recruits out there?
Man, you know, when you're going through the recruiting process, man, I understand we want to enjoy it. We want to soak it all in, but sometimes you got to look through all the, you know, look through all, you know, the BS and look straight at the facts. Cause you know, nowadays too, I mean, I know the NIL stuff, is getting in the way, which is fine. But all I know is, like, when it all comes down to it, it's all about hard work and commitment to your craft and the relationships you're going to build throughout that process, because you're going to know who's fake and who's not. I highly recommend to, you know, if you're trying to seek for advice, man, you shouldn't have more than, what, three or four people that you need to seek advice from, you know, because the bigger the circle is, I mean, the more, you know, you're going to have to go fish for information, really. Mm-hmm. I know for us, as far, you know, myself and my staff and my program, if you're all about hard work, come on. You know, we don't mind the grind, man. Like, if you're all about, you know, the old school, you know, getting things the hard way, you know, I welcome you and, you know, with open arms. Because at the end of the day, man, it's going to come down to it, man. In life, there's no NIL in life, you know? So, you know, come on, you know, there's nothing wrong with you, parents and recruits, man. There's nothing wrong with you guys, working for everything that you're wanting. Because anything that you get easy, man, it ain't going to be worth it. That's just from experience. And that's what we're trying to teach, you know, our guys here is, yeah, you know, when there's going to be days that are, you feel like giving up. There are going to be days that's all sunshine and roses, but that's life, man. Like, you know, imagine trying to, you know, wake up, go to a 9-to-5 job, you know, taking care of a family, you know, working at something, you know, working at a place you don't want to be at. You know, that's life. You just got to push through. At the end of the day, you know, there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. You're only going to come out a different person, you know, and you're going to come out a well-experienced dude or, you know, a father or, you know, a young man that's going to be more prepared compared to, you know, a person that's getting spoon-fed, you know, every day. And trust me, man, hard work is always going to get rewarded. And, yep, you know, that's it, man. And like I said, if you want to know more about our program, man, feel free to reach out, man. I can talk about our program all day. And not just recruits, but also family and coaches, man. I also like to invite, you know, people, too, to come out. You know, we got spring practices throughout the semester. Come on out, you know, watch a practice, you know, get a tour of our facility or athletic or our school, just invested in, you know, into our athletic programs. Look at, you know, the past 5 years of what we've been able to do, not just on the football field, but also off, you know.
I'm fortunate enough to be there. I'm going to come through one of those.
Coach, let me know, man. Awesome. Let me know. You're always welcome. Yeah. You know, well, we won our first national championship ever in football and school history in 2021, which was also my first year as a head coach at New Mexico Military. You know, followed it up with a 9-3 season, lost in our conference championship, you know, missed out on the chance to defend our title. And then last year kind of ran into some, you know, up and down injuries and all that stuff, finished the year 6-6. But best believe this year, you know, we're going to try to, you know, get back to it because, you know, the feeling of winning it all is different, you know. And and I also want to, you know, not just win football games, but also build young men to become, you know, the next best fathers of the next generations, man, moving forward.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing a heck of a job. I mean, truly. I mean, the wins kind of stack up for it. And I was going to mention at one point, even from a recruiting standpoint, man, you guys are bringing in some pretty amazing talent. What's unique about it is you had mentioned just, you know, talking to kids and parents and really hustling and grinding for the recruiting side of it too. I can attest to that because you guys just picked up a kid that right down the street from me, Jake South,
Piper High School,
out of So
yeah, I
mean, that's like not that far.
We, you know, he came out to, you know, visit our campus with his parents and, you know, loved it. I know he had other opportunities too. I believe he got a PWO from Syracuse that we were kind of worried about. It was like, oh man, I think these guys are going to put a package together that's going to try to sway him that way. We're excited that we were able to, you know, sign him and can't wait to get him here in the fall, if you look,
still,
you know, we kind of, you know, we pride ourselves on getting our guys out to the next level. But that's one position at the quarterback position where we've been having a lot of success over the last, if you go back 13 years of sending a quarterback to a Division I school, you know. And, you know, Roger Staubach is a famous alumni that played football for us back in the, you know, 60s, Heisman Trophy winner, two-time Super Bowl champ with the Cowboys. And then as of recently, you know, Jordan Ta'amu played at Ole Miss, broke some records for, you know, Eli Manning, number one overall pick for the, you know, I believe it was the XFL with the Defenders. You know, and then other guys too, and Gavin Hardison, you know, just finishing up at UTEP. He's a top 10 quarterback prospect, you know, in the NFL draft. So, you know, just this past year, you know, we had an offensive player in the Texas League, which is very tough to do. And Kobe Moasao, he's with Morgan State up in Baltimore. So you can go back, you know, like I said, in the last 13 years, we've been able to put out quarterbacks. And, you know, Jake South is one of the guys that's on our list. And, you know, another guy in Dylan Story from American Fork, Utah. So it'll be,
I know exactly.
You know, we're excited. You know, we're excited, you know, about those guys to come in and a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, you guys, like I said, it was stacked, man. I was impressed. So, and I really kind of the reason to bring it up is just phenomenal job, man. Great job, coach. Seriously. Keep it up. I'm excited to see.
And I know, you know, I want to give a shout out to my staff too. You know, those guys, you know, they recruited their butts off too, you know. And, you know, my staff is able to bring in, you know, like I said, guys that we feel like that fits what we're trying to do and our culture and what we're trying to be as a program.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, I feel like I've stolen enough time from you. Anything else you want to add, or feeling pretty good about things at the moment?
No, we're good. I mean, listeners, you got anything else? I know, probably kind of use this time to, again, like, thank you again for having me and for all the recruits that are going to watch or, you know, see this. Man, come on down and visit us. Parents, you know, family members that want to just reach out to, you know, myself and my staff, you know, we'll get it set up. And then, you know, in the season, you know, we got a big season ahead of us in the fall. You know, we're going to be playing, you know, a bunch of good opponents within the, you know, our conference in Texas, in Hutchinson Community College. You know, we just agreed to a home and home deal this year. So we'll be going up there to try to see where we're at as a program. And then also, again, you know, playing Snow College here at home, which, you know, those are kind of our big non-conference opponents. So if you can't make it out to Roswell, I mean, our games are all going to be live streamed on YouTube. Just go on there, type in, you know, NIMI football versus, you know, our opponent that week. And also we'll share the link on our social media pages to that way you can tune in. So, but again, Coach, thank you for allowing me to be on your podcast, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, pleasure. Truly, the pleasure's all mine. I appreciate you taking the time. And, yeah, good luck. Good luck this upcoming season. Well, good luck for spring ball, first of all. But, yeah, I'm excited to see how you guys turn out.